You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love.
Good evening, rock and riders. It is a wonderful Friday here at the CGSF sub-building at Simon Fraser University. We're happy to have an outside consultant in here by the name of Young Spider. We might play a song or two of him if we can get one. Unfortunately, our main guy, Sean, I mean, he's just one of the guys, I guess you could say. He is not in attendance today, unfortunately. But he is participating in a ski race, so wish him luck for that. We'd like to start this show off with a song you've probably never heard of because it's from a local band in our music production class that actually, it might have a couple of the guys here in the studio that participated in it, but that doesn't matter. It's still a really solid track, and I'd really want to share it with you guys. So without further ado, here is Edge of Tomorrow by Tripping Hazard.
Thank you.
Now, I didn't say this before, but this song was kind of just made in a room, and, you know, the drums were recorded in a bigger room, but, you know, eventually all songs are recorded in a small room, and we had limited resources, and it was honestly the best we could do, so I hope you guys like it, and we're working towards getting it studio recorded more professionally, so let us know if you guys want to hear more originals. We just do our best, you know, we're just trying to shoot some good stuff going down. But speaking of shooting, I got a next song for you guys. It's called Gone Shooting by AC/DC on the album Power Age. This is CGSF Rock and Ride 90.1 FM here at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Campus. My name is Luca Rayom, and recently there's been skepticism towards influence in our culture. And furthermore, we realize the impact music and culture has on the average person, especially the influence of celebrities such as Taylor Swift and other global icons. An old story I actually heard a while back listening to public radio in the car. That, of course, was the story of the German rock group Scorpions and how they actually had involvement in the Cold War and the influence they brought. Now, a bit of context. During the late 1980s and very early 90s, the Iron Curtain of the Soviet Union was a symbol to the rest of the world, the symbol of isolation. Under the continuing rule of communist ideologies, it made it really difficult for the middle to low class to survive and thrive in East Germany across the Soviet Union, with the KGB and Soviet armies dictating what you can do and keeping a strong hold on citizens across the Soviet Union in most cases. And propaganda was what they actually feared the most when it came to Western influence breaking the ideologies of the Soviet Union. And pop culture was definitely a big role. And we can see that the Scorpions actually found a way in. And it seemed like the perfect opportunity, too. And after a long tour of the Scorpions, they actually played 10 shows in Leningrad, which is crazy. The lead singer actually made some last-minute changes to one of the songs that they wrote, and that song ended up becoming Wind of Change. The song talked about wanting peace and freedom in Ukraine and Russia from the oppressive government. It seems almost too perfect given the opportunity, which is why I feel as if the Western government had some insight on the opportunity. This conspiracy may have no hard evidence, but we can understand the interests of the CIA and their involvement in the drug war, foreign policy, and culture throughout powerful nations. One example is the CIA's funding for the Congress of Cultural Freedom during the Cold War. The Congress for Cultural Freedom is an anti-communist group that sponsored cultural events, including music festivals and concerts. The CIA provided concert funding for these organizations alike, and part of its efforts to promote American ideologies and cultural influences. While the Scorpions is very much a true advocation for peace, either way, if there was some sort of foreign entity that involved the Scorpions to create the song, so be it. We're happy with this outcome, and we're glad that a great piece of music and literature got added to the collection. So without further ado, here is Winds of Change by the Scorpions.
And down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
Once again, that was Wind of Change by the CIA. I meant by the Scorpions, not the CIA. My bad. Anyways, we have a next song for you from the CGSF library. It's called Meatball Marijuana by X-Cowboy. Here you go.